Are you seeing people who come in and say, I've done the corporate thing, I want to start my own business?
Absolutely. You saw a lot of that with the financial fallout in 2008. People were either excessed from their jobs or just wanted to find something different to do or some different vocation in life and took what they knew and turned that into their own business.
Do they know what they're getting into?
Well, I think that I think the most important, outlook to have is to know what you don't know. Many don't. Many just know how to do what they do, whether it's their knowledge or their know-how on how to make something. But they, if they're smart enough, they know to look outside for experts for the things that they don't know, IT, accounting, legal advice, things like that.
They're going to have some banking relationship. Do they have to put a business plan together for a bank?
They might, some, especially if there's going to be financing in place, if they're going to have a need for any term loan, capital improvement loans, or lines of credit. Most banks do look for a business plan, and we have some fantastic resources in the area through the SBA, SCORE. There's just a lot of places where folks can get themselves educated on how to develop a business plan.
Some of these businesses are more legal than others in terms of the lawyer assistance, but do they come to you right in the beginning and say, what do I do?
Many times. I think many times folks know to ask that question. You know, sometimes people come to me after they've tried to set something up online or have received a notification from the tax authorities that something wasn't done the way that they thought it should have been done, and I help them at that point in time. But many times I have people come to me at the beginning of the process, sure.
Do they understand when they were with some giant corporation what all these gremlins in the management building were for, that someone looks out on discrimination issues, somebody makes sure the job application form is not illegal?
Yeah, it can be overwhelming, obviously, especially when, you know, I have a lot of folks who are in business and they're tooling along, and all of a sudden they get a notice from the Department of Labor or from New York State Department of Taxation and Finance, and they find out that there are best practices, out there. So, it's a journey, certainly, and I think the important thing is, most people cannot be good at everything. So to the extent that they outsource some of the things that they need to have done, I think that that provides some benefit. But, of course, that's expensive and costs money and goes to the bottom line.
I can remember when I was growing up, friends of mine complaining, boy, Mom and Dad seem to spend a lot of time going over the books of the business. Do these new entrepreneurs realize that after they close the door at the end of the day, they've got things to do on the books?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that one of the things that is most strikes people that have been perhaps in an employment situation, in a W-2 situation when they do start their own business, is that it's 24/7, and that you can certainly delegate certain things, but I think that everyone realizes that operates their own business, that you have to be involved in every aspect of your business. May not be down to the decimal point, but certainly part of the overall oversight.
Do they ask basic questions like, should we do this as a corporation?
Absolutely. I mean, they ask about the differences. I think a lot of people are just online savvy these days. They come, and I appreciate that. They come to me with a lot of questions that they've developed from looking on the computer and doing a little bit of research. And they do ask me, what is the best form? What are the differences between a corporation and an LLC? Do I need to set up a corporation? And what does that really look and feel like in practice?
How many of these people make it?
I do have to preside or deal with some business divorces and dissolutions. But, most times I find that, you know, I don't have a percentage, but I think that there is a pleasant success rate from what I can see, at least from the folks that I've worked with. So that's good news for me.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Diane Tiveron has been here, and we've been talking about starting your own business. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.